This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Go ahead and download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, Bonnet Sales and Service, and Welch and Company Jewelers. Hey, shop the showcase today at WelchJewelers.com. That's WelchJewelers.com. So, going into the year, I didn't trust the Yankees. I never trust them as long as Brian Cashman is general manager. But there was one huge, huge, huge move that he made. Now, whether they'll sign Juan Soto, a Scott Boras client, I don't know. But, you know, some people thought that they gave up a lot for Juan Soto. I did not. The one key piece was Michael King. Everybody else didn't matter to me. The prospects didn't matter. Kyle Higashioka didn't matter. Nobody mattered to me. Because Juan Soto is a generational, unbelievable player. And again, in sports, it's never about one guy until it is, right? Like, it's never about one guy in the NFL until you get the franchise quarterback, right? It's a 53-man roster. It's the team. Look, what am I getting at, right? Sarcastically, I'm getting at that both matter, right? You win as a team, but you also have to have the guy inside that team. That's basically what it's like. It's like the Belichick, Brady, who gets more credit? They both get credit. Elite Hall of Fame head coaches and quarterbacks, they come together. Walsh, Montana, Belichick, Brady, I can go on and on and on. Bart Starr and Vince Lombardi, I can go on and on. Staubach and Landry, right? Walsh and Young, Walsh and Montana, Aikman, Jimmy Johnson, I can go on and on and on and on with that. Paul Brown, Otto Graham, I can go on and on. Bradshaw and Knoll, you go on and on. Both apply. It's never just one guy. It's never just about one guy until it is. The Houston Texans, a couple of years ago, were non-existent. They were irrelevant. C.J. Stroud in the picture, bang. Seems like they hired the right head coach. I guess we got to see how it works. We got to see about sustainability about the entire roster. All of a sudden, it's a destination. Not just for no taxes. Now Stephon Diggs is there. They've had, you know, a playoff berth. They've had a lot of things going on. Now the Houston Texans, all eyes are on the Texans. They're probably one of the top three teams to watch going into this season. I could give you a million opportunities, a million different ways to, you know, slice and dice this, a million examples of this in sports. You know, the Bulls. Well, Michael Jordan didn't do anything until he got Scottie Pippen. John Elway didn't do anything until he got Terrell Davis. Yeah, but you can get those guys, but if you didn't have the guy, you still wouldn't have done anything. In other words, you need Robin for Batman. Batman's still going to be Batman, but once you get Robin, okay, not, but you still have the guy. It's not like you get Terrell Davis and then you're like, okay, we don't need John Elway anymore. Like, it starts with the guy and ends with the guy always. What am I getting at? Juan Soto. Juan Soto has completely changed the Yankees. He's completely changed them. And listen, I'm recording this. The Yankees have had one of their best starts in franchise history. I don't know if they're going to win the division, make the playoffs, win the pennant, you know, finally get to a World Series, win a World. I know they're not probably going to win a World Series. Because again, as long as Brian Cashman's there, I don't think they're going to do anything. That's just always my belief. But this team was horrific last year offensively. Dreadful. The only team worse technically in a lot of statistical categories was a team that's not even a major league team, the Oakland Athletics. Not even a major league team. The Yankees were brutal. Brutal. They couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. For as much as people talk about lacking pitching, and I'm one of those people in terms of the Yankees from start to finish of a season and in the postseason, what they've really lacked in October especially, and last year in the regular seasons too when they missed the playoffs, is they've missed the two-out hit with two guys on. They're down 3-2 in the seventh inning. They have two guys on. They can't get a base hit. They have second and third one out. They can't get two flyouts to get two runs home. They're up 4-3, can use an insurance run in the eighth with one out and a guy on third. They can't get a flyout, can't get a hit, can't get anything done. Right? Juan Soto, meanwhile, as I record this, has had a wonderful start to the season for the Yankees. Wonderful. And there'll be a few more games played in between when I record this and next week and when you hear it, but I just don't think anything's going to change. If he stays healthy, he's going to keep doing this. As I record this, 2 home runs, 11 RBI, 16 hits, 7 runs scored. He's played in every game. He's changed the look of the order. He's been absolutely wonderful. He gets on base all the time. He sets the tone. He's a professional hitter. He hits it every which way. He doesn't get enamored by just a short porch. He hits it everywhere in Yankee Stadium. He hits it everywhere in every stadium. He's a Latin leader in that clubhouse for guys like Gleyber Torres. Right? He's won a World Series. He's clutch. He's been there, done that. He's done it. None of these Yankee guys have. None of them have done it. You can yell and scream about Aaron Judge making a playoff, but the Yankees haven't reached a World Series. Juan Soto has. Juan Soto has won a World Series. Juan Soto is not scared of the moment. Juan Soto thrives with guys on base. Juan Soto, 348 average, 456 OBP, 522 slugging, almost 1,000 OPS. He's the MVP of the Yankees. He's arguably the MVP of the American League. If you ask me right now this second, again, this is not from yesteryear. It's not from previous days. It's not from overall career resumes. If you ask me to, and I'd have to really think about, you know, how to rank them, but if you ask me my top 5 players in baseball right now, Juan Soto is in the discussion. I probably would also give you Mookie Betts. I would give you Freddie Freeman. I might give you Bryce Harper, right? But I'm going to give you Juan Soto. Probably Freeman, Betts, Harper, Soto, right? I'd have to figure out the fifth one. Do I pick Otani? He doesn't play the field. But Juan Soto's in the discussion, for crying out loud. Look at the impact of this lineup. All of a sudden, Gleyber Torres, and he's only hitting 200 as I record this. But right out of the chute, he was at least getting more pitches to hit. Now he's got to take advantage of that. Juan Soto, when he doesn't get a hit or a home run, or he's not driving people in from people who maybe got on base at the bottom of the order before him, although can't really count much on Birdie, Verdugo, and Wells. I mean, the bottom of the order is atrocious. Right? He's working it hard. He's working counts. He's walking. And then up steps Aaron Judge. He gives Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge said this many times, 8, 10, 12 pitches to see every single time. 6 pitches minimum. It's absurd. Giancarlo Stanton, he'll probably get hurt in a few weeks, but he's been off to a decent start. But like the Yankees still have 130, 200, 220, 195 hitters. Actually, Judge, as I record this, is hitting 195, 200. Volpe's been off to a nice start. Rizzo, okay start. Stanton, decent start, and all the rest. Juan Soto is the one who's changed everything. Because any kind of success for all these other guys, it's a trickle effect. The same way when you add an ace to your rotation and you bump everybody down a spot, you are taking pressure away from all those other players and putting them in a more reasonable role. The same goes for Juan Soto. DJ LeMahieu's been out and all the rest, but what in the world happens if you don't have Juan Soto? You have to start Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, Aaron Judge, who's not hitting 1-2-3. Okay, now how about Juan Soto? Now you can go Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. What I'd really like to see, because Anthony Volpe is stealing bases, hitting well, average in power, I'd like to see him get raised up to the starting lineup at the first spot. Gleyber Torres is a waste of time. He's in a contract year. They ruined his swing, plus he's lazy. I just don't like him as a ball player. He was wicked overrated as a prospect, apparently. And the Yankees got him in the Aroldis Chapman deal, and he's been a complete bust. When the Yankees got him in 2016, it was supposed to be him, Aaron Judge, Luis Severino, Gary Sanchez. And literally only one of those guys has so far panned out, and Aaron Judge has still choked in the postseason, and that contract is going to be ultra, ultra bad within a year or two. So that whole core is pretty much not going to work out unless Judge wins at least probably 2 World Series. And that ain't going to happen. At least the way it's set up right now. So it's been something else. Juan Soto changing the Yankees. More on that coming up next. It's the ML Sports Platter here brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Liverpool Physical Therapy, Camilla's Golf Club, and our great friends at the Cicero Golf Store. Hey, I was there yesterday seeing my man Kenny. They're a brand new sponsor of the program. If you're in and around Central New York, Route 11, they've got awesome high-end golf equipment from TaylorMade, Ping, and other high-end brands at a discount rate. They've also got some knockoff equipment. They have Titleist Pro V1s. They've got awesome golf bags. Anything and everything that you need for your golf game, they've got it. Plus, you can take lessons right on site and practice at the Cicero Golf Store and range as well. You can hit balls there, you can get instruction, and you can go in the shop and find the top line equipment, tour edge equipment, and all the rest. It's an awesome place to shop, practice, and more. Cicero Golf Store and Shop, Route 11 in Cicero, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. More on Juan Soto in pinstripes next on the MLSP.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Platter brought to you by Ken's Auto Detailing, Welch & Company Jewelers, Stanley Law Offices, and our great friends over at Burn Dairy. Gas up your vehicle today at participating locations. Burn Dairy, it's all good. So when you look at Juan Soto, the thing that I'm looking at, right, and I already gave you kind of who I think probably would be in my top five for ball players right now. I mean, this second, like I said, Mike Trout is always hurt, so I can't really say Mike Trout. I know he's not hurt right now, but he's still, to me, not playing like a top five ball player. He's just not. But when you look at certain guys in the box score and you don't watch any games, right, I always use this standard here, right? When you look at, you're like, oh, I missed the Dodgers last night and they played whoever, right? Like the Padres. I can usually guarantee that when I check the box score, I'm going to see it stuffed by Freddie Freeman, stuffed by Mookie Betts, stuffed by guys like Jose Altuve. When I go there, I'm going to be like, okay, couple hits, a walk, boom. You're going to see it all the time. 2 for 3, walk, RBI, right? 2 for 4, 2 RBI, 2 walks, or what? Like whatever the case may be, right? 3 for 4. I mean, how many times do you see Freddie Freeman? 3 for 4, 2 singles, a double, 3 RBI, and a walk. All the time. That's what Juan Soto is. Look at his game log. I mean, I'm going through his game log right here. 1 hit, 2 hits, 1 hit, 2 hits. You know, it's all the time. All the time. How about that series against the Houston Astros? Dude had 9 hits in the series. 9 hits. Made the defensive play of the series as well from right field. Had a home run, right? Had 4 RBI. Had 3 walks. He finished up the series hitting .529. 600 OBP, 765 slugging, and a 1365 OPS. He's a box score stuffer. That's what he does. And that's what I like about a lot of the best players in the game. They are box score stuffers. Every night you can count on them to be there. Will Smith for the Dodgers is kind of like that right now. You know? He really is. You're seeing a lot of those kind of guys in the bigs do it, right? And, you know, Shohei does it. Mookie Betts does it. Every night you can count on them. 2 hits, couple RBIs, walk, whatever the case may be. Home run, single, 2-3 RBI, walk, boom. Book it. Sign up for it. Freeman, Betts, Soto, Altuve. Right? Ronald Acuna Jr. Matt Olson. Those kind of guys. Every single night, delivering. Box score, stuffers. Every night. Bryce Harper. Every night. Every single night they're doing it. Shohei. Every night. They're doing it consistently over and over and over and over and over again. Ozzy Albies doing it every night, right? Teoscar Hernandez on occasion, you know? How about Adolis Garcia, Yordan Alvarez? Every night, they're doing it. Austin Riley, Corey Seager, those types of players. Every single night, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, every night. Lourdes Gurriel for Arizona, every single night. Juan Soto is doing it every night. And he's changed the look. He's hitting from the left side. He balances the lineup. He hits for average and power. He gives Aaron Judge a ton of pitches to see. He sets a standard. He's clutch. He's done it. He's won a World Series. The pressure doesn't faze him. I almost just can't wait. I just want the Yankees to make the playoffs, and I just want to speed to the postseason just to watch him on the big stage. To see if he can be the one to carry them in October. Because we know Aaron Judge can't. So far. ML Sports Platter brought to you by CH Insurance. Bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc today for more information. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to Elevate Fitness of Syracuse. Cicero Golf Shop, our great friend Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian Conboy today at advisors.massmutual.com. That's advisors.massmutual.com. And really appreciate the friends of the program. That'd be Daryl Abert, Bob Lindsley, and the Swan and Whitaker families. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation and losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.